Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 16th of February. The January US consumer price inflation data offered a little bit for everyone. The headline did not give any upside. The bane of economists' existence, used car prices, plunged. Owner's equivalent rent, the largest single component and a price no one pays, also helped to bring down the headline. Health insurance prices are apparently falling, although there may be some questions about that. However, on the affordability side, meat prices keep rising, and being vegetarian doesn't really help as fruit and vegetable prices are also higher. Gasoline prices are down, but electricity prices are up a lot. So the perception of inflation may well still differ from the reported numbers. Japan came out with a disappointing fourth quarter GDP figure and downward revisions to some of the third quarter numbers. The nominal GDP growth rate was up, but by less than expected. However, in the detail, the private consumption numbers were stronger, with the third quarter also being revised up here. Consumers are, it seems, willing to spend, which is a little more promising for the future. Businesses appear to be less willing to spend. There are, however, questions about what an appropriate level of business spending is in the modern world. One doesn't necessarily need so many office buildings or shops, given the changing patterns in work and consumption. More efficient use of existing infrastructure hurts headline GDP, but improves living standards. The data therefore looks soft on the headline, but more promising for the coming quarters, and of course is subject to further revision. Europe offers some industrial production data, as always overshadowed by the earlier release of provincial data from the components of the euro area. Nonetheless, it is overall a reminder that the European economy does indeed have an industrial sector that's selling things the rest of the world generally wants to buy. European exports ex the United States are flourishing, and there is at least some domestic demand for goods. The financial markets continue to offer a certain amount of volatility. Gold markets have seen some profit taking overnight again. Bonds are the market that has the most economic relevance at this stage. A wealth effect from the volatility of other markets either come from price moves that are too short-lived to cause serious concern or affect so small a group as to be unlikely to seriously change economic behaviour at this stage. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.